It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 610 Worth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Oh, yes. Hello. Are we ready to talk movies? I certainly am. JT here. And Grant Lee, he's always ready to talk movies, aren't you, Mr. Lee?
I certainly am. Hello, JT. Hello. Yeah, I love talking about movies. That is just one thing I could talk about all day and all night. It's just good fun.
And that's why we have a podcast, so that you can... So that you can decompress for 30 minutes.
Yes, because I have to say, the wife doesn't like talking about movies all the time. As much, we like to talk about movies, especially after we've seen one together, but not as much as what I like to talk about. So,
Yeah, so she sends you to me so I can take... Mr. Lee, how was last week? How was your Mother's Day? Did you have a good Mother's Day and all that sort of jazz, with your mum?
Yeah, I did, thank you. We ended up at the park, like I was saying. I know that was really good. I caught up with mum because I actually went away for the weekend. I ended up in Sydney on the weekend, so that was a bit of a shock. Yeah. So that was really good. And yeah, how'd you go? Because you were going to catch up with your mum, who did a fantastic job, can I just say, last Friday. She was so much fun.
She loved her debut. Yeah. She wants to come back on again. Said no.
Oh, well, I've got a number now. I can ring her and say, you're welcome back anytime.
Of course you would, because that's the second will you're after. My name wasn't enough. I know you, Miss Lee. I know what you're up to. It was nice. It was a very busy Mother's Day. It was nice to get out and shout her and, take her out for lunch and things like that. And, because, it's always nice to pay appreciation to your mum. So
exactly. Yeah. And tell me, did she have lemon meringue pie for dessert?
No, she did not. I've never seen her have lemon meringue pie, and I never will. So I reckon she dodged that question to make sure I failed. Thanks, Mum. I hope every mum there too had a wonderful Sunday last weekend. Let's get into Talking Flicks for this week. Mr. Lee, on the show this week, we'll be talking about, Tom Cruise will be featuring in our... Yeah, movie news. You've been dropping Tommy Cruise in movie news a lot lately, I find it very hard to believe given your relationship with TC.
I know, but he's making news, and so we've got to talk about it. So is that a good thing or a bad thing on my part?
I do not know. So we've got the scoop on, what's happening. He's leaping off buildings and stuff, but his sister has made him do something that's really pushed his buttons. So we'll tell you what that is a bit later on. Mr. Lee will tell you what that is. We've got everything happening across the screens a bit later on. Our top fives. Grant Lee will be going around the world somewhere. We'll find out whereabouts he's going a bit later on in the podcast. Any ideas, Mr. Lee, where you think you might be going?
No, I don't at this stage. And I just don't want to jump ahead because I want to be as surprised as what you are.
I'm sure you do. We'll also be playing Fast Flicks to try and give one of our listeners the chance to go off and see a month's worth of movies, plus score themselves a spot in our Hall of Fame here at Talking Flicks HQ. So it's all still to come. Let's get underway with this.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
Wow, look, I know this is the movie, JT, you have been waiting for, is it 14 years that it has taken?
Has it been that long, really?
It has.
Jeez.
Yeah, the very first one came out 14 years ago, and I think the next one was in the 2000s. Was it 2011 or something like that?
It was a very long time. It's still been a long time between drinks. So, I'm looking
it's
forward
a
to
long
having...
Time.
More death back. And Mr. Lee, it is such an incredibly creative franchise. Some of these storylines are just unbelievable. And you're always kept guessing. You never know how someone's going to die. If this could actually happen, you wouldn't sleep at night.
No, absolutely. And I have to say, yes, I do remember some things out of the very first one, but not very many. And, of course, we're talking about Final Destination Bloodlines.
Have a listen to this.
family.
You don't get to pick the one you get. Just gotta love the one you got.
I always knew this day would come.
I got it.
I don't think you got it.
I held him off for years.
Charlie! Get up here!
He's a relentless son of a bitch. Won't stop till he finishes the job. Death is coming for our family.
I said, oh, 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 oh.
Grandma, what's happening to us?
Years ago, I had a premonition that started it all.
I saw what death was about to do. I saved a lot of lives that night.
Everyone needs to get off the dance floor!
Lives that were never meant to be saved. But death doesn't like it when you mess with his plans.
This book, it will show you everything you need to know to keep our family safe. It all started with Grandma. Death is coming for us because we were never supposed to exist. Watch out!
Only by embracing death will it pass you by.
Maybe death's not actually coming for our family. Because that would be crazy.
Good luck.
Yeah, Miss Lee, words of Tony Todd, who is actually no longer with us.
Yeah, which this is his final film. And apparently it was reported that he was not in good shape while he was actually doing this movie. So, which is great that he ended up finishing it.
Well, he's the only one pretty much who starred in all six of the movies. So, yeah, that's pretty impressive.
That's huge. Yeah, so it's a great loss for Final Destination franchise now. So, yeah. And exciting news, you're going to catch up with it over the weekend, I hear.
Yes, I am. I'm so looking forward to seeing this one, Mr. Lee. I really am. So, and I'll be reviewing it on our as a Talk and Flicks next week. How did I get dragged into that, Mr. Lee? You just couldn't find somebody else to do it. You know, you're just slacking off. So you're getting me to do it next week.
Yeah. I thought it would be best for you because I just went, there's no way I could watch this movie. As you know, everyone knows I don't do horror. I just can't handle horrors. And I don't know why. I just can't. I don't think my heart handles them. They just, the music, everything just gets to me.
Another movie that's also out this week is Hurry Up Tomorrow. Jenna Ortega in this one. Also, Mr. Lee, The Weeknd, a very famous singer, famous rapper, extraordinary muso. Now we get to see him do some acting.
Yeah, look, this is actually a musical psychological thriller, which is unbelievable. I've never heard of a musical psychological thriller. Have you?
No. No, this would be new. So the trailer is very dark. It's a very dark trailer. Again, you know I love Jenna Ortega. I love anything she does. And she's just, when you look at you know, these modern day actresses that are doing big things, Jenna's across it all at the moment. So she plays a great role in this one. Also, as I said, The Weeknd, it's all about him. But I don't know, to me, very dark from what I can see from the trailer, but... Yeah, this muso's got insomnia and Jenna Ortega's character comes along and, you know, she's kind of playing around with him. So, yeah, but I'm intrigued. I've got to say it's got me hooked, this one.
Well, does it have something to do with truth? Because it was actually inspired by the 2022 incident during the weekend's After Hours Till Dawn tour where he lost his voice. So it must be loosely based on truth.
That is Hurry Up Tomorrow, and that's one that is out right now. Mr. Lee, you'd be so stoked to know that this coming Saturday, so this one actually isn't out yet. It drops tomorrow. Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. Could this be Tom Cruise's last Mission Impossible?
Look, I'm shocked that he's saying it is the last one. I don't think it will be, but I will say he was 33 when the first one was released back in 1996. He is now just going to be turning 63 this year. So that's a lot. And as we all know, he does his own stunts. So that must take a toll on his body. A 63-year-old doing that sort of stunt work.
But he's still dangling off planes and, you know, deep sea diving. So and some of the stunts in this one look incredible. But there's one line in the movie, Mr. Lee, where he says, "Trust me one last time." So does that give it away that maybe Ethan Hunt's days are done? I don't know. Let's have a listen.
This can't all be true.
Every word.
CIA Black Vault break-in.
Am I reading this correctly? The Kremlin bombing?
In fairness, the bomb was actually meant to kill him.
He gassed a security briefing.
That was just 2 months ago.
This explains the handcuffs. It's still not clear why he's here.
If we want to bring the world back from the brink, we have to deal with him.
Should he choose to accept?
Smart people on every side are close to panicking.
What exactly is your plan?
Your team has been betrayed, Ethan. All your secrets compromised.
Everything you are, everything you've done, has come to this.
You gave him an aircraft carrier?
Our lives are the sum of our choices. This is your calling, your destiny. I have no regrets. Neither should you.
I need you to trust me. One last time.
Yeah, and if you are a massive fan of the Mission Impossible franchise, if you've seen every movie, Saturday will be the day that you will be able to go along and see this. And if it is the last one, well, you'd want to see it, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. And the only way you can see it is on the big screen. And I think that's the only way you can appreciate these sort of movies. And that's one of the reasons why I like Tom Cruise a little bit more than normal, because he likes his movies on the big screen.
That's a good reason. No, not the real reason is because you watch Cocktail. Now, another list of movies you could be seeing on the big screen at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 cinemas is...
The Accountant 2, Clown in a Cornfield, Crocodile Dundee, the Encore Cut, A Minecraft Movie, The Penguin Lessons, Shadow Force, Sinners, Thunderbolts, Until Dawn, Warfare, and many more. So check with your local cinema or website for what's screening.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard. With the Talking Flicks Top 5.
All right, let's do this. So we're going to go around the world and see what's hot at the box office in some of these countries. But we always start somewhere foreign with our first part of the top five. And it's always a surprise as to where Mr. Lee's going to send us.
Yeah, and I'm actually shocked. We're going to Mexico. So, I like that.
Do you like that?
On delay. Ondelay.
I got the mariachi band for you, Mr. Lee. So
thank you.
Like the trumpet?
I do.
It's good. Yeah.
Is that you?
That was me. I rehearsed it for this. Okay, so while we play the mariachi band, you can do the top five.
Cool. Number 5 is Star Wars Episode 3. Number 4 is Snow White. Number 3 is The Amateur. Number 2 is Thunderbolts. And number 1 for Mexico. Karate Kid Legends.
Oh, okay. We haven't had that it's one open. Yet. Yeah.
No, we haven't.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's. I've got to cut this music off, sadly.
Well, no, you could play it from. You could play it for the USA. I don't think they'd right. we'll mind. They wouldn't mind, would it?
No, of course not. Well, they borderline Mexico borderlines for the year. Yeah. Number 5 is Clown in a Cornfield. Number 4 for the USA is The Accountant 2. Number 3 is a Minecraft movie. Number 2 is Sinners, and number 1 for the US. It's Thunderbolts, which we predicted last week. It had to be. It had to be up there. It's just.
It had to be. Exactly right. And as I was just going to say, look, we're paying for the music, so we can play it wherever we want.
That's
so there you go.
So yes.
Now let's have a look at Australia. Number 5 is Tina. Number 4 is The Accountant 2. Number 3, a Minecraft movie. Number 2 is Sinners, and number 1 for Australia. Thunderbolts.
Oi!
For another week.
Yeah, so, that's pretty good.
That's great.
That's pretty good, So there you go. Yeah. Thunderbolts is right up there. They are the top fives for this week. Let's get into some movie news. Jackie, are you a Jackie Chan fan?
Yes, I am. I think he is a great actor. He can play comedy. He can play action, drama, anything. He's a good actor.
Well, he's spoken about CGI, and he's saying it's a bit of a double-edged sword.
Oh, how interesting, because back in the day, he does a lot of his own stunts, just like Tom Cruise and all that, but now with CGI and wires and all that, basically actors can do anything without actually doing anything. So that's a bit of a shame to take it away from the original, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But again, it's all about safety these days.
Correct.
Mr. Lee, all about safety. So yes, that is Jackie Chan. Tom Cruise... Now, he was cast in Rayman after his sister forced him to go up to Dustin Hoffman at a restaurant. And, you know, as they were leaving, he said, "I want to make a movie with you." So, how long ago was this? This was must have been a very long time ago.
Yeah, look, this is, we're talking back in the 80s. So, this is a long
very
time.
Very young Tom Cruise.
Very young Tom Cruise.
Cocktail Tom Cruise.
Yeah, probably is, actually. It would be, around then. And his sister, Cass, who happened to notice that he walked into the restaurant to get a takeaway, actually made his made her brother go up and talk to him to get in the movie.
Oh, you should be thanking her massively,
wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because Rain Man was huge. It was an incredible movie. And especially for Dustin Hoffman, that was incredible how he did that.
Get out your calendar as we go around the screens. Here's what's coming up at the 4 of 6 in Odeon 5 Cinemas.
Look, we've got some exciting things. At the end of this month, we've got Pepper Meets the Baby, a cinema experience on the big screen. So Pepper Pig, I have to say, we did this some years ago, Pepper Pig on the big screen, and it went off. Kids loved it. It was so much fun having all the wee nippers come in and, you know, they're all laughing and, you know, Pepper up on the big screen. Also, on June 1, we've got Macbeth starring David Tennant and Kush Ajumbo. And this is actually from the National Theatre live production. So this is a British production. And as we all know, David Tennant is Doctor Who, the 10th.
I loved Macbeth in school because it was the only time I got a good sleep. It was great. I'm telling you the truth. I did fall asleep. It was, and you know what? Then when it came to the HSC, I'm sitting there, and the Macbeth question came up, and I was like, "Okay, this is going to be one very, very long hour." Yes. Now what?
Too funny.
I still passed, Mr. Lee. I still passed. UAI 53. Oh. I'll have you know that was very good. As a pass
well
mark.
Done.
Thank you very
well
much.
Well done. Well done.
Also screening next week. Tina's out, Mr. Lee. You like the look of this one?
Yeah, I do. Look, it's a true story. It is a New Zealand film, and it's after the Christchurch earthquake, and this mother who mentors all these young youths who are in a choir, and they actually go into the big sing competition.
Oh, okay.
Are you a singer?
You know. Definitely yeah, not. Definitely either. Not. No. I try in the shower, in the car and whatnot, you know. But a few things, but I wouldn't do it in public.
No, I wouldn't either.
Maybe definitely. That could be the bet next year. Yeah.
Sing on the podcast. Yeah, no. Let's move on. Lilo and Stitch is also out next week. And I have to say, this is the action adventure comedy that we've been waiting for. It is live action. And we all know the character, all about, you know, the alien coming to Earth and how the little girl finds, the little Hawaiian girl finds him, and they become friends.
So much talk about this movie. Could it be the biggest of the year? Could it be up there in our top five? Prediction time, Mr. Lee. Prediction time.
Yeah, I reckon it will be. I reckon it'll be number one, definitely.
For the year?
Next week.
For
next week.
Okay. Jeez, we're only in bloody May. Your horses, Mr.
It might
Lee.
Be the biggest for May. How's that?
I do like it. All right, and coming up on Wednesday, Mr. Lee, I will be reviewing Final Destination Bloodlines. I'm looking forward to that one. I'm so hanging out to go and see it. It's been 14 years since the last one. 2011 was when the last one came out, so a long time between drinks. And finally, I get to see this on over the weekend, and we'll come on and give my thoughts on Tuesday.
Look, I'm looking forward to that because it is... Because, as you know, I don't do horrors. And I just... Yeah, I'm got so many great questions to ask you.
I'm sure you will. You get to ask the questions next week too. I can't ask my own questions, so...
No.
Yeah. This is going to be uncharted territory for both of us, Mr. Lee. But that is the Talking Flickster out midday on Wednesday. Right now, let's try and give away some movie tickets.
The quickest way to win free movies for a month. It's time to play Fast Flicks.
Oh, I love the fact that there's a whole month of movies up for grabs, Mr. Lee. And this is the place you can win it.
It certainly is. And how good would it be if you could just go watch a movie and go, you know what? That was nothing. That cost me nothing to go watch a movie.
Well, it cost you.
It cost me, yes. Me, yes.
For our challenger, it is free. But in order to score the tickets, you've got to get 5 questions correct in 30 seconds. And you get to choose one of our 3 remaining topics this week, Mr. Lee.
Actually, I think it's 2, is it? We got 2?
The 2? Do we? I don't know. I thought there was 3.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah,
I don't recognise a lot of these questions. Okay, well, anyway, let's bring in our challenger for this week, Denny. Hello,
how are you guys?
Great, Denny. Well, mate, how are you with your movie trivia? Are you a bit? Would you consider yourself big movie buff and you know, at trivia nights? We'll come to you for the answers.
I do like trivia, but it's the going against the clock that terrifies.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That is hard. It is not easy, but you know what? You never know, Dean. Today the clock could be your friend. So
we'll see.
So 5 questions, 30 seconds, and you get to choose one of our remaining topics, Mr. Lee. What can Denny choose off the shelf?
Well, this week you can choose either horror or romance because our sci-fi and comedy have both gone. So what would
romance
you like to lock
so
in,
tempting.
Denny?
Romance, I was thinking, is so tempting, but I'm going to test my knowledge on horror. Oh, I really am. I'm going to give that a go.
All right, let's lock horror in. Okay. So we'll start the timer. You're 30 seconds after Grant asks the first question. Mr. Lee, it's over to you.
No worries. Let's go. Question 1. What is the name of the killer in Scream?
Ghostface.
In The Shining, what words is typed repeatedly by Jack?
I have not seen that film. Is it? It's not his Johnny, no. No, pass.
Question 3. What horror movie features a girl crawling out of a TV?
The Ring. Ring?
What's the name of the town in A Nightmare on Elm Street?
Oh, no, I...
Which horror film is set at Camp Crystal Lake? Oh, no. Oh,
you know what, Denny? The timer wasn't your friend.
No, no, that's right. It's...
I lied.
No, it's funny. The genre of films, they were great questions, and there obviously are gaps of films I haven't seen. Because I have not seen The Shining, and as a person who loves cinema, I should be ashamed.
Yeah, you should watch it. I've actually watched it, because I have, and I thought, when I was doing the questions, I thought it was Here's Johnny, but it's not. But we'll go through it very quickly. Of course, question one was, what's the name of the killer? You're right, Ghostface. Face, I should say. Question two, in The Shining, the words that are typed repeatedly by Jack is, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. Question three, which horror movie features a girl crawling out of a tea? You got that one right. It's The Ring. What's the name of the town in A Nightmare on Elm Street? It's Springwood. You did pass on that one. And question five, which horror film is set at Camp Crystal Lake? It was Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
That was Friday fun. The 13th.
There you go.
I did not watch that movie either.
No, Mr. Lee watched about one of these five movies. So,
yes, only one. Yes.
Well, you know what, Denny? We'll blame the quizmaster, okay? How does that sound?
As much as I love horror films, there's obviously gaps.
You should have chosen romance, mate.
You know what? I agree with you because it'd be funny to see how many of those I would have got right.
Well, you'll have to listen next week.
In the next few weeks.
I love that. That was fun. Thanks for inviting me to do that.
Good on you, Denny. That's awesome, mate. Thank you so much. Well done.
Appreciate it.
I still reckon he should have chosen romance, Mr. Lee. I think I'm looking at the romance questions. I think it's doable.
I think it is too. And, I think Denny's kicking himself.
Oh, dear. But if you want to hop on and be a Fast Flicks challenger, all you got to do is go to forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Follow their tabs and you can take on the challenge. Could win a month's worth of movies. And I think, Mr. Lee, more importantly, this wall's very bare over here. One's on our Hall of Fame. So, yeah.
And I definitely need another face to look at instead of just your face.
You love this face, Mr. Lee. I'll make sure I send you a photo so you can put it up on your mantelpiece at home. And you can look at it any time that you want. Okay, Mr. Lee, well, we're done. We're getting out of here now.
We are.
Just like that, we're done.
It goes so quickly. Every week we talk and talk and it just goes quickly. Now, before we do go, one thing. What do you got planned for the weekend? You're going to go see Bloodlines? What
I else? Am. I've got a bit of work on this weekend and things like that. But no, I'm thinking about doing some dinner and things like that, Mr. Lee. Yeah. What are you up to? What do you got on this weekend?
Oh, yeah, not much. I'm just going to hang around. I might go watch a movie or two. I don't know what yet. I've got to find something.
Is that right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, feel free to Mission come join Impossible. Me, Mr. Lee. Come join me, mate. You know, come join me to watch. We haven't watched a movie together in about 15, 20 years. So,
yes, that is true. It would be good, but you're going to watch a horror, and I don't think I can do a horror.
You can. Come on. You did tarot last year. I was very proud of you. Yeah. I know you can do it, so come on. Come along. Come on.
If I do it, do I need to watch all the others prior to it?
Yes. You know what? You probably should. It would certainly help you out. But, yeah, I guess you need to be starting to watch them now. Can you watch them in like 24 hours? Because I'm seeing it tomorrow. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will try my hardest. I'll see how I go.
Final Destination Movie Marathon at Mr. Lee's place tonight. Woohoo! it's going to be a long one. And we'll do dinner first, Mr. Lee. You and I can...
Yeah, that sounds good.
I was thinking you and I can do dinner. I'm thinking maybe we could do a bit of... I don't know, maybe... Is that...
No.
Hold on. That's not the dinner I'm thinking of, Mr. Lee. I'm thinking of...
Oh, good.
This is better. We'll have some Mexican.
Does Mexican. Oh, you can't go wrong.
Yes.
Oh, I love Mexican food.
Tacos, burritos. That's on the cards. Enchiladas.
Yes, tacos. And You've got to have the jalapenos as well.
Ooh, like a bit of spicy food. Okay.
I do.
It's going to be a long night, Mr. Lee. Make sure you time your own.
It certainly is.
All right. Well, then we can review it together on Wednesday. Make sure you join us for our Talk and Flickster. Mr. Lee and I will be going to see Final Destination. I'll drag him along to Bloodlines. And we'll let you know what we think on Wednesday at midday. Make sure you catch us then.
Okay. Oh, I hope it goes well for you. That is not me.
No, you'll love it, Mr. Lee. Yeah, have a great weekend.
See ya. Bye.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.